Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
We've got some great advertisers on our show this week, and by supporting them, you are helping us to continue to bring you awesome content for free. So please check them out. A huge thank you to the sponsors for this week. They are Bet Online. Visit Bet Online for tons of great betting options. Use code Podcast One for your sign-up bonus. SpaFinder, visit spafinder.com/Kimsey and use promo code Kimsey at checkout to save 15% on a gift card of $75 or more. Be sure to check out this episode's notes for more information on our amazing sponsors.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now, here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim.
Hello, hello.
Happy belated Easter. Who had spring break last week? We have lots to talk about.
Do we really classify it, I guess, as spring break?
Well, no, because we didn't go to the beach. We had to cancel our whole trip, which I feel like we really need the beach, but totally respect the rules. And then the kids didn't have homework, which Corey's been doing a lot of the homework with them because they don't necessarily listen to me as well. And then KJ does a lot of it on his own, but getting them hooked up to these Zoom calls at different times throughout the day, and Corey kind of does all that. So it was a nice break for Corey because it literally, we're going to get into this homeschooling thing, and I want to hear what you guys are doing or have to say about it, because I feel like some of my friends' kids, especially ones that are going to the public schools around here, aren't getting much work to do.
Yeah, I think it's definitely different per everyone's area, you know. And I was reading an article, I believe it was maybe the Washington Post or somewhere, but it's kind of a sad article in the sense that a lot of these schools that help kids in very, very low income areas, where school is almost a safe haven for these kids.
Yeah,
you know, they're not maybe necessarily knowing about their next meal. They're in an environment where it's not positive, it's not happy, it's not healthy, you know. And so a lot of these kids really look forward to school. They look forward to the positivity that the teachers bring them, the hugs, the consistency, the structure. And then they're just forced to not have that and have real no way to connect with the teachers. You know, they don't have the internet. They don't have computers. They don't have things like that. And so just terrible situation there. And so, I don't know, keep those people in your thoughts and keep those kids in your thoughts, because we're over here saying we got a lot to do, and I'm thankful that we actually have the ability to do that, whereas...
Okay, that's all great, Croy. I agree with you 100%, but 6 hours a day on schoolwork,
trust me,
and trying
to
run companies and work and still maintain everything, and is definitely a lot. It's a lot. We're not teachers, and to have four little ones and trying to two computers that they're working on, and then trying to get their work done. And KJ has a project this week, a science one. It's due Friday. I don't know. I mean, I did text a teacher the other day, and actually we haven't had our phone call yet because she's been busy and I've been busy, but I was like, there's got to be something that can, you know, kind of assist us in a different fashion, because having two kindergartners, a second grader, a third grader, hours and hours of work is a lot, especially when you are running companies and you are, you know, have a lot of other things going on. It's very difficult to do 6 hours. A lot of our work is behind because of it. So anyways,
and I know they have the best of intentions as
oh, totally,
everybody in this, but we just, people have to understand, you know, we're not we're not built to homeschool. Like we didn't, we don't have the structure for that. We don't
On Kane's class or whatever, and Kaya's, they wanted a private work area by Monday morning. And then they wanted to show everybody in their class, or the teachers wanted them to show like private work area. I mean, they'd be scattered all over the house. So we do it in the kitchen because we have to keep an eye on all four of them.
Right.
And the last thing I need them doing, because they just did draw on their playroom table, which I'm so pissed off about, but they would be drawing on my dining room table or my desk or whatever. So we do it at the kitchen table. I do know that they all, like I said, have the best of intentions. I just, it takes up all day.
Yeah.
All day.
Right.
And then by the time that's over and we're trying to respond, you know, Corey responding to emails and everybody kind of involved, doing whatever work, designing, got all these things going on. It's, you know, 5 o'clock. And
when we start.
Yeah, when we start. And so it's like we're already a day behind on people responding to the emails. But yeah.
So we would love to hear if
what you guys are doing. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. How much of a workload do your children have? You can call 323-213-8100 or you can email Kim at Kim Zolciak. I want to know. I posted a video on my Instagram of Kane helping Kaya. And because Corey was with Cash, or KJ, and I was with Cash, for the people that wondered where we were. Because our nanny doesn't do their homework with them. She just happened to be sitting there kind of observing them and keeping an eye on them while we were with the other boys. So Kane was helping Kaya. She was getting very frustrated. Kane is a genius. Like I've talked about this before, about how, you know, on the road trip this summer, he was reading like Las Vegas, 127 miles, Los Angeles. I mean, you name it, he could read it. And, you know, it was mind blowing.
Prior to any instruction. In kindergarten. He did go to pre-K.
Yeah. But pre-K I think is kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's more about arts and just kind of becoming used to the structure of things and learning how to socially interact with kids within a structure and following the rules and learning school. It's about setting them up to get ready so that they can maximize kindergarten.
There's a big difference between Kane and Kaya.
Yeah.
And like sounding out words. Kane can sound like slime. He spelled it slim, but he spells the craziest words correctly. Like, I don't know. He blows all of our minds, and he can do math in his head. If you were to ask him like 802 plus 129, he'd tell you in about 10 seconds, or he'll minus. I mean, I'm very, very good at math. So is Croy, but like, and I do a lot of my stuff in my head. I've never been raised to like use my fingers, but he's a genius, and Kaya's more average. And so she gets very frustrated at times with it and then she'll try to look at Kane's work. And so we've had to separate them so she doesn't look at Kane's work. And then she gets irritated. He's the most patient, sweetest boy on the planet. She's demanding, loud when she doesn't get her way. And he's the complete opposite, which is funny. So helping her, but a lot of teachers commented that like, this is a lot of work. Like I can see what they're working on. This is tough stuff for kindergartners.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see why some of the teachers have said that, what you saw or noticed. I just want to get your feedback because I know all of us are in the same boat being teachers right now. So I would just love to know what your kindergartners, first, second, third graders are doing, and how you're doing it.
Well, I spent some time with Cash today, just watching his live lesson on Zoom. And then they ended up kind of breaking the class apart. So he had to do some, it was his time to do like an independent reading thing with like just two other kids in his class. And then each kid kind of has their own time slot throughout the day that they have to come on and do this reading thing on top of like the classroom live lesson. And I'm sitting there and Cash is, I mean, like he's a normal kid where they, you know, he sees a pencil on the desk and he'll start fiddling with it while the teacher's talking. And then he'll see a fly across the window or something. And he'll stare at the fly, you know, like he gets distracted quite easy.
Like
every kid. But I'm looking at these other kids on the Zoom and this one kid's walking around his house with his laptop, like making all this noise, not watching the lesson. Another kid, you know, another kid's like sticking a book in front of the camera and like making funny face, like totally not paying attention. So I don't even know how much they're actually getting out of these lessons. Like they're doing it as far as, because I think they have to, right? And we're trying to progress the kids onto the next grade. So they have to meet these milestones per, you know, guidelines, government guidelines and all those things. But are they actually I don't know. Some of the things I saw today, I was like, what? And like, Is there the even anybody watching the child? And
they, no, obviously not.
Right.
Okay, so just let me know, you guys, your thoughts on the school. I don't want to get off on my little rant about it. But if anybody wants
we
to...
We would love to know.
...to do KJ's science project that's due Friday, holla at me. Give the gift of relaxation with Spa Finder, the world's best-selling spa gift card and the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Moms everywhere need something to look forward to. With a Spa Finder e-gift card, you can almost instantly send a relaxing spa treatment straight to her inbox without ever leaving the house. The Spa Finder network includes thousands of spas, salons, and fitness studios all over the United States, with services like massages, facials, blowouts, manis, pedis, and even yoga. Mom can choose a spa and treatments that she likes best. Spa Finder gift cards never expire, and new spas are being added all the time, so you can save your card for that special day. Even if you can't be there in person, you can e-gift thoughtfully with Spa Finder for your mom, sister, mother-in-law, or even your mom squad. It's a no-stress gift that everybody will love. You guys, we gifted our piano instructor for our kids Spa Finder gift card at Christmas time. It was super easy. She absolutely loved it. It's just a great gift to give, and because we can't leave our house right now, it's a great way to just have it emailed to them and they can use it when this is all over. Head over to spotfinder.com/KimZ to save 15% off gift cards for blah, blah, blah. Go to spotfinder.com/KimZ to save 15% off gift cards of $75 or more, or enter the promo code KimZ at checkout. That's spotfinder.com/KimZ or promo code KimZ to save 15% on your gift your mom will love. Okay. Easter, you guys. Happy Easter. What did you do? Let me tell you about the night before what I did and what Corey didn't. No, I'm just kidding. This is very interesting. Okay. So Easter for us was kind of fun the day of. But the night before, Corey and I had some wine, and Kris Jenner at Malika's baby shower said she loves Belvedere. That's the best vodka. She doesn't have a hangover if she drinks. She was drinking vodka, and I think Chloe and I were drinking wine and Brielle, and I was like, you don't drink wine, and we started talking about it. So she recommended Belvedere. So I kind of got Croy. She said it was run through like four times and blah, blah, blah. So I got Croy on to kind of Belvedere from Ciroc per se, or several other different brands. But so he's on Belvedere, and he's had a few drinks since then, and you liked it, right? Yeah, like not a big deal.
Yeah,
so
great.
This night he has like a specific drink that he makes. I'm not going to tell you what it is because everybody wants the recipe and it's not going to happen. So it's just kind of something that he makes that everybody loves. And when they come over, they're like, I want Croy's drink. Everybody wants Croy's drink. So he makes his usual drink and we decide we want to go for a ride on the golf cart. We haven't been on the golf cart. We're going to take the dogs for a run. We're going to check out this house that we really love in the neighborhood, whatever. So I'm paranoid, as you guys know, like with the dogs running on the street and the sidewalks, you know, it just stresses me out. Cars are not looking for animals in the middle of the night to just be running down the street. So I'm kind of tense. Corey's drinking his drink.
I do feel like on that note that in our neighborhood, they kind of, they do pay attention more for animals than they would let, say, like in Buckhead or downtown.
Yeah,
like
maybe.
We kind of live, we live in a little bit of a rural area. We see possums
rural.
Every once in a while. Rural. Rural route
one. We say
one.
Things very different. He says coyote. He says coyote.
It's a coyote.
It's a coyote.
It's not coyote. Coyote's like Disney character. Coyote.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyways, but we see raccoons. We see possums. You know, we see animals.
Yeah, but like, come on. KJ, Sin is running like a million miles an hour.
There like, are you can hear coyotes off in the distance. I mean, I sound like
you act like we live in Montana.
Country. We don't, but... We definitely are kind of rural, he said. Rural. Anyways, keep going, though, with your story. Not,
I just want you to hear this, Cry.
Coyote.
It's not coyote.
Coyote. This is the dictionary.
Coyote.
Yeah.
That's
sure
not coyote.
Anyways, so
coyote.
We're walking through this house. We really love it. I, like, want to redo my whole house. I want to buy a new one. I'm probably like everybody else in the world right now. Like, I'm just, yeah. I want a new hairstyle, new whatever. So we're walking through this house. Corey's drinking his drink. I'm drinking my wine. We're looking. I mean, we're not there like 20 minutes. And then we kind of went through the back of the neighborhood and we're just like driving around. And then kind of on the way home, Corey was letting Sin run in the street, but on the opposite side. So like we're going downhills and uphills and people at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night are not looking for an animal to be running on the opposite side of the road, especially coming up a hill. Like a car is not going to see the dog. So I'm like, Corey, and I'm like, put the dog. And I said to him on the drive to this house, I have a really weird feeling about tonight. So long story short, Croy like lets the dog run. I just have to take a deep breath and tell God to please protect my dog. And all of us, in fact, on the golf cart. So we get home and we haven't really eaten any dinner or anything. So I made my typical English muffin with peanut butter and jelly. And I was like, Corey, do you want one? He's like, I don't know. And I was like, do you want macaroni and cheese? He's like, I don't know. And I'm like, we have to eat something. And he's pretty tipsy. He kind of has his head down.
Let's back up just slightly. So I had been sipping on my drink prior to the golf cart ride.
At no point were you guzzling it.
No, absolutely not. And even if I had guzzled it, I would never, the one that I typically make, the size of it and whatever, I would never, even if I guzzled it, I would never go from zero to wasted in that one drink. Even like, I would, get, you know, I would probably get tipsy and whatnot, but I would never get even wasted. Like, I would still be very coherent. So I had been sipping on my drink for over the course of probably about 3 hours. I was doing some stuff outside, playing with the boys, just doing whatever. And then when we finally got ready to go on the golf cart, I had just finished, right? Because when did I get the other half?
When we got home.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, so, no, maybe not.
Either way, I had sipped on it over the course of multiple hours.
I forgot. That was your second one that Ariana gave me.
Multiple hours, yeah. So then Ariana made another drink.
Ariana
which
makes his totally drink the perfect way, the way he loves it.
Yeah. Yeah, she had brought it, made it normal. And mind you, I could, on a normal day, I could probably drink three or four of these. And that would put me too far. You know, four would put me way too far. Three would be fun time, good time. Two, fun time, good time. One, just whatever, loosening up. So that's my normal. And so I was following my normal enjoyment of my drinks.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, when we get home, it's like I'm on a slope that's slippier than ever. And I just, it's like, going my and I just keep getting like worse and worse and worse. I don't know, it's bizarre. My a feeling of like I've had way too much to drink, but I hadn't.
Well,
like in my normal drinking, does that make sense? I don't know.
Yeah, it makes sense. So I made Corey English muffins because he's like, yeah, I'll take some English muffins, and he takes one bite and he's like, no, he's like, this is fat free peanut butter. I said, no, it's not. He's like, it's fat-free peanut butter. I'm like, no, it's not. Actually, it's reduced fat, and I didn't know that. So I said, no, it's reduced fat. And then he got up, and he went to the bathroom, and he was in the bathroom sick for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it was like putting in tar in my mouth. It was so sticky, and it was just – I think maybe that might have helped push me over the edge of being queasy. But I just – I don't know. It was
bizarre thing. I didn't think he was that bad off. No, so he ran to the bathroom. Not. He was in the bathroom an hour and a half or so. He wouldn't let anybody kind of in. I'd come in and the basket that we have in there is like this heavy, heavy 30-pound garbage can, like super heavy metal, decorative, chrome looking, whatever. So I was trying to give him this other garbage can so it wasn't so heavy. And he just was like dying in there. And I thought he was going to fall off the damn toilet. Finally,
that was my seat.
It's Easter, you guys, right? And so if children are listening to this, take this off or stop it for 1 second. So it's Easter. And I have the baskets, and we're supposed to get a really bad storm. And so we have this inflatable slide and whatnot out in the driveway that Corey had already moved because he wanted to fold it up and like put it away because of the storm. It has to dry and stuff. So Corey would not get out of the bathroom. And so I call the girls upstairs in the rooms. I'm like, I need your guys's, you know, your help. Finally, I get the kids in the bed and I'm like, I need your help to do these Easter baskets. And they're like, this isn't fun doing our own baskets. I'm like, girls, you're 18 and 23. Get up, like, help me. So they go to my office. I give them everything and they start making the baskets and they're bitching because they didn't get this troll, you know, sour candy, you know, baseball bat. And I'm like, what the girls? So they're kind of helping me do that. I finally get Corey to the bathroom and I'm like, let's get in the shower. So I put him in the shower and he's just throwing up and throwing up and throwing up. It was absolutely traumatizing. Then he tries to get up. He almost falls over. So now I know I can't leave. Yeah, he literally almost fell over. And he was kind of like kneeling and he fell over twice in front of me. I thought, well, this guy's either going to crack his head open.
No, I was.
Or he's going to drown.
Like, you know, kind of like.
There's
like
no justifying your swaying. No,
when a rocking motion is kind of comforting, right? So, like, if you ever have a stomach ache, I don't know.
No, it's not. It makes me very sick.
I don't know if you ever know this. If you ever have a stomach ache and you think it might be from gas or whatever, if you lay on your stomach,
that's
and
that's for a baby. That's for a baby. It's not for an adult.
It works for an adult too.
No, that's weird.
But kind of that rocking motion is comforting, and so I was kind of like trying to like get myself up and like, come on, this.
Yeah,
is
I know.
Crazy.
He almost fell.
No, I'm like, you know, mentally trying to pump myself up. Like, why can't I keep anything down? This is absolutely insane. I can't stop. Like, what is going on? Mind you, like, it's not like I'm drunk, though. I don't feel like.
He kept saying, this isn't right. This isn't right. This isn't right. This isn't right.
I feel sick. Like,
so then he starts shivering, and it's like on 105. So I turn the steam shower on to keep him a little warm. Now, Brielle had finished his drink a couple nights prior, and she said that she had the chills and was shivering and got pretty sick, too, which is very bizarre because she doesn't really get sick like that. Right. Like, as bad as, like, Corey is either. Yeah. Corey doesn't get sick either. So I think it's been probably since our boss was at our Roswell house that you've been sick off of alcohol.
Right.
Literally. It's been like eight years.
Yeah. And so, again, like I said, I had one of my drinks over the course of probably 3 hours, and then I had maybe
all his half, drink. The only alcohol in his drink is Belvedere, by the way.
Maybe half of the second one.
Not even.
On mm-hmm. the drive around. And I literally went from like maybe like a level 2.53 to a level 12 mm-hmm. out of a scale of 1 to 10, like overnight or over the course of 10 minutes.
Yep.
It was the craziest thing. It was pretty nuts.
So I can't really get the baskets going because he keeps falling all around in the shower. So I keep watching him. I'd be gone for 2 minutes. I come back. The shower's all steamed up, and I was convinced I was going to find him in a puddle of water or that the water was going to come out of the shower because he was clogging it with his leg or something. It was fucking so stressful, you guys, literally.
I was
literally.
Totally aware of kind of the situation.
No, he wasn't. He was like crawling around the shower, and he was like rocking, and then he'd fall to the right and knock over all the shampoos.
No,
I'm like, oh,
I
my God.
Not.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I did.
Oh,
so then
gosh.
I kept begging him to get the hell out so that I could get these Easter baskets finished and get this huge, huge commercial grade bouncy house type slide concoction that's massive put away with the girls. So finally, about an hour and 20 minutes later, I finally get him out of the shower. We get to the chair where I do my makeup. It's a pretty big chair so he can sit there comfortably, get him in a bathrobe. And then he like leans over to his legs and I'm like, this guy's going to fall out of the chair. But at this point, it's like he's got to fall out because now it's 1:30 in the morning. I'm exhausted and I've got to finish these baskets. So I leave him there. And I'm like, holler if you need me, basically. Here's your phone. And I'm only running back and forth to my office. So I do this for about another hour. When I tell you that my legs were on fire, I put my compression stockings on the very next morning when I woke up because I couldn't even deal with how, like, my legs were literally on fire. And I can run for miles. So I was running back and forth, and I was very stressed. So Corey stays there. I finish the baskets, and the girls are like, well, you're going to hide him because we're not. So, and I'm like, great, great, no problem. So I do all that. And then I'm like, you guys, the storm's coming. Like, we have to get, I don't want this to bust, you know, the motor or whatever, to bust this or to break it, I guess.
Yeah.
So we need to disconnect the motor and take the bouncy house in the garage. And the girls are like, hell no, no way, not happening. So Ariana's always so eager to help. She's like, you know what? Let's just do it. So we unplug it and we're standing there for like 10 minutes and it's not really going down. It's not deflating at all. Very much. The whole top is kind of falling in. We're like, well, so we start to kind of step on it to try to get the air to come out. We're like, what's going on? So Ariana miraculously finds this like yellow whatever that the air can kind of come out of finally. So she opens that. We can step on it. I mean, this is like dumb and dumber out in this at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. So I said, well, you guys, we have to fold it up because it's going to rain. It's going to get all wet again. It's a pain in the ass. We don't want to put it away wet. So we fold it up. It is heavier than shit. Okay, it's like it goes from maybe how tall is it? Maybe like 12 feet?
Yeah, about 12, maybe 14 feet.
Yeah, it's tall. So there's just a couple of slides on it. Mm-hmm. There's three slides on it, actually, just to give you an idea of like how big it is. It's got like a little climbing wall. It's got a big pool in the front. So we
and
fold
it's all
it.
Made out of fabric. So
yeah, so it's not like plastic and like it's made out of very, very commercial grade
like
thick fabric.
Like vinyl fabric or whatever.
So we fold it up and it's probably 6 foot by 6 foot by the time we get it as small as we're ever going to get it. So Ariana grabs one side, Brielle grabs the other, and I kind of grab the middle. And Ariana's like, picks it up and no problem. Brielle's like, oh my God. And she's shaking, about to drop the damn thing. And we're just trying to get to the garage. It's like the farthest walk in history.
I never asked. Did you end up dragging it?
Never. Okay, no, good. No. I didn't want to put a hole in it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, no. So then the fucking garage is shut. So we had to set it down. I had to go open the garage. And then we're like, where are we going to put it? We had to fit it between a garbage can, the railing, and two vehicles. In a very awkward fashion. So we just couldn't wait to drop the damn thing. So that was it. I go back to the bathroom. I check on Croy. I'm like, Croy, can we get in the bed? He's like, 2 more minutes. He did this all night from the bathroom to the shower to the chair. It was always, give me 20 more minutes. Give me 10 more minutes. Give me 5 more minutes. Give me 3 more minutes. I'm like, Corey, can we just get up and get in the bed? That way I can like get shit done, you know, and just wash my face and get in the bed. So finally I get him to the bed and I'm like, you have to lay on your side.
I want everybody to know though. I could have totally handled myself. Like if I would have had to have like stayed there till 3 o'clock in the morning, I would have been fine. I just would have, cause I was comfortable to the point where I gotten like over kind of the queasiness and bent over. It was helping my stomach kind of.
I don't know if you guys know this better. Either. If you're ever in this position, and I'm not a doctor, so don't like do this and die and then come at me. So I'm not a doctor, but I'm just saying like, I'm not a doctor. Talk to your doctor about it or whatever. But if you're in a position where you're, you know, you're sick and Corey threw up for hours and you can take a Xanax. If you're really, really hungover, a friend of mine taught me this. I think I talked about this to you guys before. My friend was really, really hungover a few years back and my other girlfriend's like, here's a Xanax. And within like 30 minutes, she was completely normal. So it's helped. So I thought, oh my God, I'm going to give Corey a Xanax. But you want to get that stuff out of your system. You don't want to, you know,
Yeah, I think that's more for the like the hangover.
That's like more of the hangover. And Corey had been in this game for about 4 hours at this point or whatever. So I gave him one. And what does he do? Throws it up. So finally I get him in the bed and I do everything. And then the kitchen is a mess. All the doors are fucking open. All the lights are on. And I have to set out all this candy and stuff. And so my legs were on fire. I got in the bed around 3 and was never so happy to feel my bed. And then I was up at 6:50 because they wanted to go find their Easter baskets. So we did that. And then I look over and I see Corey on the stairs kind of watching everybody. And I'm like, what are you, get in the fucking bed? Like, what are you doing? Get back in the bed. So he watched and then we went back to sleep for like 3 more hours because we were just exhausted. And then Corey just felt kind of shitty the whole day, which is weird because a friend of mine texted me too and said we were texting and then she disappeared on me Saturday night. She's like, I don't know what happened to me, Kim. I just got so sick. I have no idea what happened and now I feel fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was really, really strange.
Maybe something in the stars.
With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you may think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner, BetOnline, still has hundreds of events, games, and props to wager on, from their online casinos to poker and blackjack, as they are bringing Vegas to you. Missing the NFL? No problem. BetOnline has live daily Madden NFL simulations you can wager on. If you're into entertainment betting, you can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices, and even the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Speaking of competitive eating, make sure to tune in at the end of the podcast for Rob Cesanino's exclusive interview with the Major League Eating superstar Joey Chestnut and BetOnline's Dave Mason about the big BetOnline quarantine challenge this weekend. Visit the website or use your mobile device and join today to receive your new welcome bonus, BetOnline, your online wagering solution. Visit our good friends and exclusive partners at Podcast One, BetOnline, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. You guys, visit BetOnline and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So anyways, Easter was fun. It was fine. Everything was great. That night, Corey gave me a massage, which was nice. My body was like on fire because there was a huge storm. Mississippi, Tennessee, Florida, Georgia. There was huge tornado warning. Oh, Louisiana. Yeah. Huge tornado warnings. We were up until 3:30 watching the weather because we basically had to. Our room is soundproof, so we wouldn't be able to hear anything anyway going on. So he was kind of giving me a massage during that. It was unbelievable. The rain just started coming, and it was windy, and it was, I mean, it was unreal. But thank God, nothing, you know, no tornado here. Yeah, it stopped, I guess, right before it actually got to like Tracy's house.
If you've been affected by that too, we
thoughts and prayers are with you for sure. Hope, that's really unbelievable. There was a house here in Georgia that was just moved right to the street.
Nuts. It was unbelievable.
Really crazy.
Yeah.
So we were up to like 3 a.m. So I was just, you guys, two nights in a row, I was like, no, I don't, I like to go to bed on time. I like to go to bed at like 11. That's like my dream. And then I like to get up at like 8 or something like that.
We haven't been able to.
Emails, dinner, trying to run. We've been running every single day.
That's why. I couldn't figure out like, why are we so off track? But it's the school. Every time.
It's the school.
Yeah.
So anyways, it was cool. And then Monday morning, it was bright and sunny again, like nothing ever happened. It was very bizarre. So anyways, that was our weekend and our fun. And basically spring break consisted of like, you know, hanging out in the driveway because we had the bouncy house out there and going for walks and playing with the dogs and just
like cornhole.
Cornhole, yeah. And just fun things. I mean, just really spending time with the family. Yeah, just definitely spending time with the family, which has been really great. So really enjoy this time, I feel like we might look back and be like, oh my God, I didn't enjoy it as much as I should have because it was just like so stressful. But then we're going to be like, damn, I want to do that again someday. So definitely try to enjoy yourself. And we're going to talk about ways to keep yourself busy also during this quarantine here in the positive segment.
If you're not already busy enough.
Yeah. I got so many DMs from when Tracy Bloom posted on her Instagram groceries being delivered by Instacart and how to disinfect them. I saw a video that was sent to me from a doctor. I'm not even sure where. And he showed us how to disinfect properly your groceries. People cough on them, people touch them, etc. So how we do things is this. We have a table, a large plastic table, and half of that table is considered dirty and the other half is clean, meaning it's cleaned with bleach and disinfected. The other half is obviously dirty and you don't want to contaminate the clean side. So there's almost like, there is actually a line in our table, which is funny, but if not, you can like make a line with tape or whatever. So the groceries come in, we take them, they leave them on our front porch or whatever, take them into the foyer where the table is. Corey has a bucket with bleach and just water, right? Straight bleach and water with a washcloth in it because, you know, paper towels are hard to find. Clorox wipes are hard to find. So this is a great way to just disinfect yourself. So it's straight bleach with a washcloth and water. And we disinfect every cereal box, every anything that's plastic, any, you know, whatever. The only thing that we're not wiping bleach on is going to be the fruit, the produce. Right. And I'll tell you how to do that in a second, Croy, because he did it yesterday.
Anything that doesn't... like you said, that you can't wipe or don't need to wipe, don't wipe it. We set those type of items aside in a little separate area in our foyer, and we just let those sit and disinfect themselves by themselves where the virus will die.
Don't touch it for 48 hours. Right. If you can leave cereal there, you can leave flour, you can leave, you know, whatever. I recommend leave like flour. If you're to wipe flour with bleach, it's probably going to eat through the paper. Just set it off to the side. Don't touch it for 48 hours. Yeah. The germ or the corona is not on that any longer. It will be dead by then.
Right.
So we wipe everything down, and then somebody like myself with clean hands will grab the clean stuff and put it away. So Corey's considered dirty on that side of the table. I'm considered clean. You're not going to wipe it off and then take it into the kitchen yourself and then go touch dirty and go back and forth. You need somebody else to kind of help you. If not, just set it all to the clean side and leave it there. Go wash your hands and then put it away yourself after that.
Yeah.
People were really surprised to find out just like, duh, a bucket of water and bleach and a washcloth. Like we don't need Clorox wipes or Clorox sprays or any of these kind of disinfecting sprays. It does the job. So anyways, that's kind of the way that we do things, you guys. Even when it comes to fast food or getting takeout food, he recommends, again, we set it on the dirty side of the table. And then somebody, last night was Zach. We got Firehouse subs, which was so good last night for some reason.
Switched it up.
Yeah, it was really good. And so Zach was on that side of the table and Corey would take, open the cardboard container and flip it onto a clean plate, not touching the cardboard container. And then Zach would bring it and give it to the kids and stuff. So you don't, I mean, cause you don't know who has the corona that's touching this stuff. The virus isn't sometimes prevalent or you don't have any signs of it for 10 days, what have you. So you just don't know. I've read a lot of stories about a lot of people saying they've only been to the grocery store and end up very, very sick. A woman here in Atlanta just passed away. She has twin girls that are 12, 36, I believe. No health issues. The only thing she did was go to the grocery store. Yeah. So I don't think people are really aware of that. We will leave all boxes on our front porch when they arrive for at least 48 hours, unless I'm like dying. And then I'll like, you know, I need to open that bathing suit or I need that shampoo or something like that. I will wipe all the products down and then leave it outside for a little bit and then bring it in that evening.
Yeah. The only other thing that the doctor mentioned too was if you can avoid cold foods, we're kind of getting out of the warm food season, like soups and things like that, where, you know, those are more hearty meals for winter and cold springs and falls. But so come summertime, we like cold things and cold sandwiches and things like that, where the virus can live on colder items, food items, a little bit easier than it can the hot stuff. So if you can microwave, get your food home, it's hot, microwave it, make sure it's nice and warm to kill off anything extra there. But majority of the time, and don't quote me because I'm not 100% sure, but from what I understand, it does not stick to or does not stay on hot food, can't survive on hot food. So you got a better chance of being safe with hot food than you do with cold. I know that.
Right. And he recommends drinking lemon, honey, and like hot water in the morning just to... Okay, you guys, so just a couple ways to keep yourself busy during the quarantine. I mean, listen, I'm a homebody. I love to be at home. But the one or two places that I used to go, I do really miss, like the nail salon or, right. I mean, just driving around just to go to dinner. I asked Corey last night, but where are you taking me on a date? And he's like, where are you taking me on a date? And I was like, that's kind of like a guy thing, should take a girl on a date. Maybe I'm old school.
Of course. Yeah, like husband, boyfriend definitely should take the girl.
You said last night.
On a date. But I'm saying, but you don't think that a man ever wants to be taken on a date? Like, we would like to be taken on a date. Like,
okay, let me try it.
Get in the car. I got a great plan for us. And you take the husband on the date.
Oh, my. Okay, well, I'll open the door for you and shit. Okay, we'll see how that goes. I'll let you guys know how that goes.
Not open.
I'm just playing.
That's chivalry. That's not dating.
Just kidding. Anyways, so this is the perfect time, you know, and I keep saying this, I'm going to like do more masks and deep condition my hair. I'm going to tell you, the golden nugget today is going to be so awesome. You guys do not want to miss this golden nugget. Okay. I promise you. It's really unbelievable. And I don't know why I didn't think of this before in my life, but anyways, here's the thing, you guys, right now we are currently living in history. We literally are, this is going to be in the history books. This is going to be read about, just like we read about the Great Depression, just like we read about, you know, World War One. So this, we are literally in history. So this is the first time ever to have this kind of pandemic on a global scale. It's all very surreal. We're experiencing something extremely abnormal. So write about it, record it, videotape it daily. What are you up to? How are you feeling? What are you thinking? I know we're all going to remember being stuck in the house, and we may remember, you know, Easter night and Croy throwing up, but like kind of how I was feeling each day. I go through phases of like, this is really fun and I'm so blessed to be able to have my family at home. And other days I'm like, hey kids, go play in traffic, you know, like I go through bucking faces, and I feel like a lot of people do. But so anyways, document. I think this is a really cool time. I had the kids take pictures initially, and we haven't done it in a while, but on a Polaroid camera, and I have them in a bag, and it's just funny to like see those pictures basically. But so document it. I mean, that's a fun way to do that, and document, take pictures of your kids doing schoolwork on Zoom. Like Zoom will probably not be a thing in, you know, 10 years. It'll be something else. And yeah, it'll just, who knows?
Yeah.
Try something new, you guys. You know, that thing you've always wanted to do but never had enough time to do it. Well, now's the time. You could bake bread for the first time, or learn how to sew, dance, whatever, you know, whatever you dream of, whatever you want to do. Now's the time to, you know, even go on YouTube and learn how to do it. A lot of my friends are watching tutorials on makeup and how to do hair and new tricks of the trade. So that's a really cool thing. Organize your closet. You can put some outfits together. You can get wild with it. Make a small runway. Tracy and I talk about this with the kids, like having their own fashion show. You could plan ahead and pick out outfits, killer outfits, that once this is all over, you can make your debut looking bomb as fuck.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You can plan some cute outfits and take pictures to remember the idea for later. It's the perfect time to make a mess of things and have some fun with it, and then pack away your winter clothes and bring out the spring and summer clothes. Educate yourself, you guys. Read a book, listen to a podcast, or take an e-course. There's so much available online to gain more knowledge. You can come out of this quarantine super smart, you guys. You know, I think this is a great time. I was buying more books yesterday on Amazon. Corey's like, how about we read the books that we already have, babe? And it's like, you know what? You're right. So I didn't buy anymore. We have a ton. I feel like my life has been a whirlwind, and I still am not good at managing time. And like I thought I would be during all of this. It's like, okay, I'm caught up. I'm not caught up with my emails. I have 373,000 emails that I'm going to get through on this quarantine and delete and unsubscribe from things. But I'm trying to learn time management. So that's the next book I need to read. But anyways, there's also a lot of gyms online offering free online classes to keep yourself active during this time. Pull up the Instagram workouts that you saved for later. Look back at those. Corey and I, KJ as well, Brielle and Ariana have all been working out very hard. Ariana's now become a runner, which I love. She's so tiny. She loves it. She's focused on her health this entire time. Brielle loves a Peloton. Corey loves a Peloton. And KJ kicks ass on the Peloton. Like, KJ is unbelievable. Me, you guys, I told you I was running outside. My body was really sore. So I've been running inside on the treadmill, which I like. I'm kind of in my own world. I do like 4 miles, between 3 and 4. Miles. Hey, if you guys have the Peloton treadmill, can you email me or leave me a message at 323-213-8100 and let me know if you love it or not? My chiropractor just told me, though, that his wife was on it and there was a ball that got like sucked up underneath it.
Beware. User beware.
Yeah.
Listen to this story. Seriously, tell them the story.
Well, the ball got sucked up underneath it, which I, it's hard for me to understand that because you knew right away what he was talking about.
Yeah. So I've run on wood. I think it's Woodway is the brand where the belt that you run on is not like the old classic belt that's
that
all
I run
connected.
On that
that's,
I run on.
Right. That's all
I run on this
together.
Landis treadmill that I've had for 15 years.
Yeah. Very, very, very well built.
And it was $5,000 back then, by the way.
Yeah. Very, very well built treadmill. But so, yeah. So Woodway created, I don't know if you're familiar, prior to Peloton, they created their own patented kind of belt system where it was planks, you know, kind of like wood planks with about a half inch gap in between each plank. And then the platform that you ran on had some bounce to it. So it was much easier on the body, much easier on the joints. And that's what kind of made them famous. Well, so Peloton obviously whatever figured out a way to work around that and made theirs better or whatnot. But what happens is the front of the treadmill is open. You can see the track or the belt go forward to the front, and then you can see it curl around the front and then go underneath the actual treadmill. So the one that you have right now has a plastic guard, you know, in front of that treadmill.
This is one of the reasons why I don't want to buy this treadmill, honestly.
But so, yeah, so it literally...
but I do because you can run on the beach from what I hear, and that would be a fucking dream. Yeah.
But so, anyways, so you wouldn't tell the story, though.
Anyways, so Dr. Malucci was saying how his wife was on it. He got her that for her birthday.
Yeah.
And a ball, his kid was playing with the ball in the workout room or whatever, and it got sucked up underneath into the treadmill.
So basically hurt this big. He said it was like a beach ball about that size, not beach ball material, though, so it wasn't able to pop. So it actually... But it actually the belt grabbed it with its teeth or whatever, pinched it, and then pulled it underneath the treadmill when she was cruising along, and so it totally like kicked up the back of the treadmill,
literally
threw her off of like the treadmill, mm-hmm. and totally like ripped his belt apart. And so he calls him up and he's like, "Hey, look, here's
the whole motor. It was shit the bed. It was brand new. It was like a $2,500 repair.
Yeah, and they said, you know, this isn't covered under warranty." And
he's like, "The fuck you mean?"
So she says, "But hey, you know, like,
this is crazy.
This is nuts. I'm very sorry that this happened. You know, I'll kind of do like a one off here and give it to you and give you the repairs for quote unquote warranty.
Nice.
I'll write it up in a special way," and which is, you know, kudos to Peloton for sticking to their customer and doing that.
Yeah, especially
literally $2,500. But she said, "Just beware, like, this is not normally covered, and it is in big warnings, like, do not run around children. It has taken pets' tails off."
Yeah.
I've heard it's actually taken, like, so what happens, though, again, is think of
that's
think of like
crazy.
A belt.
I need to see what this looks
and
like.
And it kind of opens up as it goes around the front of the Peloton, and then when it stops going around, it pinches back up again, and totally, I don't know.
It's a number one rated treadmill for 2020.
Yeah. But, you know, they definitely...
Oh, no, maybe this is something else.
Maybe it just looks better that way, but I think they need to somehow create a guard that goes on the front of that just to make sure
oh,
that...
Oh, wow. Oh, no, that's Nordic.
Just to make
Peloton
sure that people
treadmill.
Can be a little bit safer. But while you're working out on it, please keep...
Oh, my God. The belt literally goes...
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you can see it, right? So, yeah, you can definitely...
Oh, wow.
So, beware if you have
it. Oh, my God, that's crazy. So the belt literally goes underneath it around and around and around.
You can see it go around
the
whole thing pretty much. So, but it aesthetically looks good, right? So they want their product to be appealing to the eye, but they definitely need to, I think, create something around the front to protect people and things.
Because
accidents happen, and we don't want accidents to happen.
Yeah, I mean, especially with my kids and the balls and the dogs. And you guys see Sins on the treadmill all the time.
Yeah, he definitely could not be on this one.
Oh, really?
His paws are too small, so they might actually even fall into the track a little bit.
We're not getting rid of this other. This Landis, you guys, I'm not kidding you. It's 15 years old. It's my favorite. It has all these different – I like the fat burning mode, but I don't even follow it. I do my own thing anyway. I just like that the fat burning mode hides how far I've gone and how long it's taken so that I can like surprise my – either I'm fucking super irritated when I click like display and it's like you've gone 1 mile and I feel like I've gone four, or I'm super stoked because it's like you've gone 3 miles and I'm done and it felt like it lasted 10 minutes. So So it's never the same 2 days in a row. But anyway, Sin loves a treadmill, and he almost kicked me off yesterday. I'm on it, and he comes around the back, which I see him, and he gets on with me. Yeah. And I'm going like 6.3. Sin, what the
Yeah, and it kicks him right off the back because there wasn't enough room. So he's like, oh, shit, I'm in the way.
As soon as I stepped off the treadmill last night, Sin came around and got on it. Yeah. I turned it off. I cleaned it, and he's sitting there looking at me like, bitch.
Waiting for his turn.
Turn it on. He went a mile last night because I couldn't sit there much longer. I had to figure out dinner.
He loves it.
You guys, but he was trained by the trainer to do that. So don't just throw your dog on and think they're going to know what they're doing. But we go really fast and then we slow down. He walks and we kind of go back and forth with the intervals. But you do have to stand right there because they can fall off and get hurt if you're not right there. So I do have the thing that you can pull right out and like it stops automatically around my wrist just in case something
Next
was
week,
to happen.
I will tell you how to train your dog to run on a treadmill. If you have the true belt style treadmill, make sure it's not planks, true belt style treadmill, and I will show you how or tell you how to train your dog to run on the treadmill.
Okay, you guys, our golden nugget.
It's the golden nugget. You win.
This is crazy. My nanny Berta, she's 81 actually. I posted a picture about her and everybody went nuts. She doesn't look 81. She doesn't. She looks 60 years old. I'm not lying. Her skin, I have more wrinkles on my neck than this woman does. And my chest looks older than hers. It's unbelievable. So finally, like 2 weeks ago, I'm like, Berta, like what face cream do you use or what do you use on your body? Oh, honey, olive oil. I'm like, olive oil, Berta? She said extra virgin olive oil every night, honey. And she started telling me because my heels are cracked sometimes. And she said, you need to put it on for 10 days straight. She's the one that has all these home remedies, right? Like stick fucking lemon in your ear, not literally, but like she has these home remedies. Use Vicks Vapor Rub if you're burned on your back. And I thought she was nuts and it really helped. And so I trust everything that she says. And Brielle and I have been bathing ourselves in this extra virgin olive oil. We had a very expensive brand that Corey used to make bruschetta. So I was using that for a second. And I was like, this is ridiculous. So I bought a cheaper brand and a really big tub. And Brielle and I have been doing that. And you guys, I don't know if you know, but I have rosacea. My skin gets really red and I can't put anything on my chest whatsoever. It gets really like irritated, red bumps. It's horrible. Olive oil has not been a problem. Now you don't smell good. So if you're going to, you know, get some hanky panky, I don't recommend putting it on and then going to bed and you'll smell like a salad. But I also heard my doctor was telling me the other day that Sofia Vergara or whatever her name is has been using olive oil on her body her whole life. And so anyways, a little tip trick, and you can get it a big jug pretty inexpensively, I think. It's like maybe $6 or something.
And you don't have to. A little goes a long way.
Yeah. But your skin, it's really evened out my skin tone, my skin texture. Berta puts it around her eye. Sometimes she said when her face gets dry, she'll put it on her face. She also said beets on your face for like a few hours. Rub beets all over your face. It gives you the most beautiful glow. I wouldn't do it if you have plans, you know, or something, because you might look
antioxidants or something.
I don't know, but she's got all these home remedies, and she's 81 years old, and she looks amazing. And I feel like sometimes, most of the time, she has more energy than I do. So, anyways, that's our tip and trick. If you're at home, try it. Get out in the sun, get some sunlight, you guys, and thank me later. I don't like the feeling of it, by the way, on my hands. Ariana and I, we've talked about this like weird towel feeling, or dry comforters, or like weird ass socks or whatever, you know. So I don't like the feeling of it, so I've been wearing gloves to put it on, just one hand glove or whatever, or I'll have Corey put it on, because I cannot. It makes you feel almost like dry. Ugh, I can feel it right now. I know you're gonna make fun of me because you have Corey. Yeah. Like Corey does not understand even what I'm talking about. He does not understand what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
All right, you guys, thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of House of Kim. We'll be back next Wednesday.
Enjoy the rest of your week and weekend.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Catch new episodes every Wednesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Hey, everybody. I'm Rob Cesternino from Rob Has a Podcast here on Podcast One. Normally, I talk about things like Survivor and Big Brother on Rob Has a Podcast. But today, I am going to talk about something that's going on with Major League Eating, that there is going to be a big Bet Online Quarantine Challenge, which is coming together in the next couple of days. And I'm here with Dave Mason from Bet Online and competitive eater Eric Badlands Booker. Dave, can you tell us a little bit about how Bet Online has partnered with Major League Eating for this quarantine challenge?
Absolutely. I mean, everybody's locked in their houses eating food. I know I'm eating my fair share right now, so we thought it'd be a perfect match to bring all our players a great competition. You know, bring eight of the best athletes, best eaters on planet Earth all together for a quarantine challenge. It's going to consist of four rounds. Friday night will be round one, where all eight competitors will be eating 2 pounds of sliced bologna. That will determine the rankings. And for the Sunday's quarterfinal, which is round two, where they'll be eating a family-sized tray of Oreos, about 48 Oreos and a half gallon of whole milk. From there, we'll go on to the semifinals, which is next Tuesday, the 21st of April. That's round three. 1.5 gallon of baked beans will be consumed by the four competitors. And then on the Wednesday, next Wednesday, is the championship, round four, 10 ramen cup of noodles. So we have the betting lines all set for all these guys. Joey Chestnut, everybody knows Joey Chestnut. He's a plus 100 favorite. The 12-time winner of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition. Matt Stoney's right behind him at plus 400. Darren Breeden, plus 500. My man Eric Badlands Booker is 20-1, so a $10 bet on him would net a $200 profit if Badlands has his hand raised next Wednesday night.
Okay, so we are fortunate enough to have Eric Badlands Booker here with us. Badlands, how are you preparing for the quarantine challenge?
Well, I'm just, you know, using my years of experience, you know, eating the several foods, you know, saying, staying hungry, staying focused, you know, getting my ingestion engine prepped, you know, getting my, you know, incisors, my canines and my molars ready to grind through this food, you know, saying, you know, and just, you know, just, you know, doing the four tenets of competitive eating, you know, getting my stomach capacity up, getting my strategies, getting my stamina, you know, saying I'm, you know, I'm running in place and doing, you know, jump rope and all that, and just getting my mind focused. You know, I'm trying to, you know, mind meld with the foods, you know, saying like, you know, like I'm Mr. Spock in Star Trek. So ready to go.
Yeah. Badlands, can you tell all of the people on Bet Online why they should be putting their money on you?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I have plus 20 years of experience in competitive eating. And you know, Badlands is the baddest man on the planet, okay? He's the one that's always hungry and focused when it comes to the table, you know what I'm saying? You know, your best bet is Badlands Booker, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I mean, who else are you going to bet on, okay? But the big man, the bad man, Eric Badlands Booker. Enough said.
All right. Dave, I'm convinced.
Yeah, of course, man. Always take the long shot. I'm not going to be putting my money on Booker. Like he says, experience, that counts for a lot in this game. And it's going to be, you know, four different contests. So usually these guys do one contest and they're done. But, you know, experience has to come into play when they're doing all four different contests within such a short period of time. And just to let everybody know, they can watch these on Major League Eating's YouTube channel. So once again, that's Friday night at 7, Sunday night at 7, Tuesday night at 7, and Wednesday night at 7. So that's four nights of entertainment while we're all cooped up in our house.
And until the tournament starts, is there anything else going on Bet Online, Dave?
Oh, there's always stuff going on. You know, we have the full action, the casino and the poker room are the setting record numbers over there. As everybody's sitting in their house looking for some action. We got these sports sims that are popular. Ping pong, Russian ping pong's huge right now. So we've got all sorts of good sports still going on. But without a doubt, this quarantine eating challenge, this is going to be the highlight of the week and the week to come. And that'll be nice segue into next week's NFL draft. So we're keeping busy here at Bet Online.
All right. So follow the tournament over on MajorLeagueEating.com. And of course, you can check out everything that's going on for the Major League Eating tournament and much more over at betonline.ag. And Badlands, I understand that you are also going to be taking on a couple of the other competitive eaters, Matt Stoney, Joey Chestnut, in a live stream poker tournament as well, the night before the tournament, that people can watch and hear you guys talk about stuff. Are you ready for the poker tournament?
Yeah, I'm always ready. You know, I always have a poker face, you know, got my poker face on, and it's like, you know, I'm ready to, try my hand at Joey Chestnut and Stoney, and, you know, let's just see who has the best cards on the table at the end.
Yeah. Is there a lot of trash talk that goes on amongst the other competitive eaters?
Yeah, there's a few, you know what I'm saying, but you know, it's like everybody knows, you know, we know what time it is, you know, everybody knows that Badlands has the experience, you know, Badlands has the heart, you know, Badlands is always hungry and focused, so, you know, they can say what they want, as long as they spell my name right, and we just bring it to the table, because it's like, you know, actions speak louder than words, pretty much.
All right, so we're looking forward to seeing more about the quarantine challenge over on MajorLeagueEating.com. And don't forget to go on over to betonline.ag to place your wagers, play poker, and do much more. Don't forget about that sign-up bonus as well when you use the promo code PODCAST1 over on betonline.ag. Dave Badlands, thank you so much. I'm Rob Cesternino. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.